All right, it's Ben and Skin Show 105.3 The Fan. Man, we are just about to take a break from the show. We're going to go outside. If everybody would just come with us. And isn't it weird to have a full-grown adult try to lead you out to a campsite when you weren't planning on going to one? But
third time today.
Just follow us out here. We got a little fire going. You know,
it's freezing cold this June.
Well, you can hear the coyotes and coyotes out there. A lot of wildlife out there. And this is a little segment that KT brings back every now and then called a sports campfire. And we're all gathered around the campfire right now. You can hear the fire going. Anybody need anything? Everybody good?
Balcones?
I could use a portablet.
You're going to have to take a dump behind that tree.
All right. I'll be right back, guys.
What's that? KT, you got a guitar there?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
What do you got? Yeah, so you're going to tune it now?
Yeah.
So you've been here at the station for about 6 hours. You didn't think about maybe tuning it?
My strings are so primo that it falls out of tune by the minute.
Right.
You know, so one song, it'll fall out of tune.
Just and
like my dog's dong in its underwear.
When we hiked out here, maybe it got out of tune while you're hiking up the trail. But
put it back in my case.
I don't mean to be a jerk, but I did notice you had a guitar. Would you mind playing a song for us at the campfire?
Yeah, I was thinking about, I wrote some sports songs. I thought it'd be a good time to break it out with you guys.
Want to do it during the mix with KNC?
We're not going to mix it tonight because we have Rangers baseball.
Okay, let's do it now. Yeah, it's a good idea.
Mike Minor on the mound. Of course, you've seen the reports. That looks like, I believe it was a Nevin Grant tweet. Looks like we could get a little Joe Palumbo or Jonathan Hernandez on Saturday. We'll see if the Rangers are developing pitchers or not, I guess.
Great offensive line coach.
Although we will not judge their first start on if the Rangers can develop pitchers or not. But, you know, in the news, guys, y'all see that Jeopardy James guy? You guys see that?
Oh, yeah. He went on that great run.
That guy was in the news. And I tell you what, I got to be honest. At first, I was all for it. But by about game 20, I was kind of tired of looking at him.
Colorado Rockies?
So I wrote a little song about Jeopardy James and his big loss.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Respect to the, if you guys could please pour a little bit out. You don't want to pour a lot of Balcones out, just a little bit out for the late, great Tom Petty.
Okay.
So I saved my 44.
He grew up in an Illinois town, moved to Las Vegas in the desert ground. He got the call, it was late one night, you're gonna be on Jeopardy in the limelight. Well, he won the first game, it was easy to see that Trebek had seen nothing that he'd never seen. He's all over the board and he started grooving, he's a gambling man, this could turn into a movie. Last dance with Jeopardy James, one win closer to Ken Jennings' fame. Oops.
That's pretty good.
It's A and A minor.
That's right.
I feel summer creeping in and I'm DVRing Jeopardy again. Don't give me like that. Well, I don't know what I've been told, but Jeopardy James is getting old. I'm tired of Davy Dulles and seeing losers frown. 20 in a row, now he's getting loud. Oh, my, my. Oh, hell yes. A lady put on your Jeopardy dress. She got it right and he got it wrong. And now we'll have a chance to play along. Last dance with Jeopardy James. He finally lost a single game.
This is so good.
Douchey smile and greasy hair. Ken Jennings can keep his fame.
Wait, what?
Huh? Shout out to Anupama.
Yeah, big. That was really good, man.
Great, that was really good.
Hey, sorry. Do you mind if I take a pull off that?
No, it only gets worse because, I got nervous.
Off the guitar?
Yep. No, that thing he's hanging from his lip.
Oh yeah, man.
Do
you guys
want to
do any tell any scary stories, or do you want to just do another song?
I want to. Let me tell you guys that time I lost on Jeopardy.
Oh, yeah.
It was great. Yeah. It was me and Anupama and what's that guy's name? Ken Jennings.
Ken Jennings.
Yep. Yeah, and I did a daily double.
Billy Bob Thornton, 5'4". You have a scary story? Or
no, I didn't have one, but I wanted to ask for another song.
I lost my wallet this morning.
But I know it's tough when you are a guy with a guitar and everyone's like, hey, man, play your guitar. But here we are at this campfire. The fire's looking beautiful. The beautiful night sky. The stars out. Would you mind playing one more song?
Absolutely, Ben.
I got
happy to do it
right now, by the way.
God, you guys see the Rangers draft the other day?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah. How about that?
Yeah. That was a great draft.
Yeah, got that Texas Tech.
Always the national champion.
Josh Young, Big 8.
Yeah.
A little song for Josh Young.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Ah, the Killers.
Sorry, warming up.
You sit there in second place, looking for some postseason joy, changing your draft ways, drafting college.
Why? Oh, I messed up. Hold on. Sorry, guys.
Guys, no, I got to go back inside.
Changing your draft ways. We draft in college. Watch it now. Here we go. He doesn't look a thing like Elvis, buddy. Hits for contact like we imagine we draft Josh Young.
Yeah. Hey, would you mind starting over?
Can we develop them? I don't know. Questions now like never before. I know we can make it, JD. Take it slow. Just take it easy, easy now, watch us go. We're farming up a real nice pipeline on the back of a Cornell brain that started drafting Josh Young. Sit there in second place, looking for some postseason joy, changing your draft ways. We draft in college. Watch us now. Here we go. Woo! He doesn't look a thing like Elvis, buddy. Hits for contact like we imagine we draft Josh Young. I said he doesn't look a thing like Elvis.
Yeah. Hey, Ben, that marshmallow is burning, dude.
My bad. Let me get that.
And now a song about Rangers' 30th round pick. Just kidding.
You know, I like it when the marshmallow is kind of charred.
Yeah.
I like it like that a little bit. I don't know how
But that was just straight burning, dude.
Yeah, it was burning. That's my bad.
It was real close to your other thing there.
Yeah, I like to sit by the campfire in the nude, guys.
I like that when you do that, man.
Oh, geez, it on off then.
Is that a problem?
No, pull them
things out.
Because
I just feel like we're all out here together and at one with nature.
Oh, my God, is that a snake?
No, it's not.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. Remind you of your dog?
Is that a copperhead?
Hey, I don't mean to be a real jerk here.
Yeah?
I mean, I know at some point during this camp out, I'm sure we'll start talking some sports because we like sports and we don't care who knows.
God, I'm starving.
I know we're going to eat. We've got some steaks on the barbecue, but KT, I couldn't help but notice that you're still holding that guitar, and I don't want to be that guy
right.
Who's always like, oh, there you got a guitar. Sing me a song. Right. You're my human jukebox. But would you mind singing us one more song?
I'm happy to do it, Ben.
He's probably out of songs by now.
Did you guys see what happened?
No.
Did you guys hear that story about Doyle the monkey at the Dallas Zoo?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I did see that.
We went to high school with him.
No, 49. Doyle, 49. Same age. Oldest male chimp at the zoo died a couple days ago.
I didn't hear that.
It was rough. Yeah.
Are you doing okay? I know you were taking it hard.
I'm fine, Ben.
Ben's already gone D's out for Doyle.
Yeah.
Because as he said, he likes to get nude at campfire.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I thought we could, have a little Doyle action.
Whoa, what a weird campfire this is.
We can remember Doyle. And I thought Drake's in the news lately, so let's try that.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is this about Drake?
It's about Doyle.
He was moving calm till the trouble hit him. He was peaceful before the struggle kicked in. Other monkeys tried to cuddle with him, but he was old as balls and it's tough for him. He was the peacemaker of the chimpanzee troop. Wish he had a pacemaker, now I'm in a mood. They said he died for health-related issues. He reared 11 children at the Dallas Zoo. And now in your memory, I guess I'll fling blue.
That's where he pauses for effect.
God's plan. God's plan.
That's amazing.
Monkey see and monkey do. Doyle was the old man of the chimpanzee troop. Monkey see and monkey do. Doyle was the pimp.
Oh, my God. Yeah, incredible.
Yeah. That's good.
Well done.
Are you done?
Well done. Yeah. KT, I couldn't help but notice when you finished that song, you didn't take your guitar off. And I hate to be that guy.
Right.
But as I stand here now and look at you at this incredible campfire, by the way, anybody need anything?
No.
Good? Would you mind, I mean, I don't want to be that guy, but would you mind singing one more song?
I mean, I thought I was going to get to just kind of hang out with the guys.
I really apologize for this, but I'd love to
tell you
what,
when you run out of songs, just throw that guitar in the fire so we know.
that's what we'll do.
That way we'll know you're out of songs. Because, like, the second you're done singing, Ben re-notices the guitar in your hand.
Yeah, I noticed you still had it.
Cowboys OTA is happening, though. Finished up.
Oh, yeah. Did you know that, Ben?
Yeah, it's
you know, the weirdest thing about OTAs, the players don't have to show up.
Oh.
Like, if I was in the NFL, like, if shouldn't the players all come together and be like, nah, we'll just show up for minicamp?
Right.
Or are they really committed to getting
voluntary,
better,
right?
They're very voluntary.
Yeah.
Are you asking or telling?
I'm asking, what do the coaches do if the players don't show up to OTAs?
They still install
some plays?
Maybe they start a fire and start singing.
Would you mind not telling that story? And maybe, would you sing
Cowboys song?
Oh, it's a setup. Is this another Drake song?
It's another Killer song.
Nice.
What happens when you go to 3 Killers concerts in 3 nights?
2 and 4 nights.
The offense did lack and we're throwing blame. Linehan sucks and we've had it with his game. The offense did lack and we're throwing blame. But Kellen is close in a place like this. Anything goes, but don't think you might miss. 'Cause Kellen is close in a place like this. I said a Kellen is close in a place like this. Garrett back down tonight. Ooh, never thought he'd let a junior run his offense. Somebody told me we had an offense that looked like an offense they had in Boise State that year. It's not confidential, we've got potential.
Davis from the front desk just walked right.
Ready, let's roll on to something new. Linehan took a toll and we're leaving without you. 'Cause Kellen is close in a place like this. I said Kellen is close in a place like this. Garrett back down tonight.
That's Coyote.
Never thought he'd let a junior run his offense. Somebody told me we had an offense that looked like an offense they had in Boise State that year. It's not confidential, we've got potential. Rushing around. Somebody told me we had an offense that looked like an offense and we had in Boise State that year. It's not confidential, we've got potential. Rushing around.
Whoa!
Ah! Wow, that was really good.
Hey, I noticed you're still holding that guitar. Ben, did you see still holding the guitar?
Are you still holding the guitar? Very nice.
What was the third song you did?
We're not voting on the today game.
Okay, I didn't know.
You had to vote on the songs.
I didn't know.
I loved all those songs.
Yeah. I did too, Shippy. Thank you.
KT, bravo, sir. Bravo. Yeah. Well done. Amazing stuff. Wow. KT, we'll get that up on the podcast at Ben and Skin on Twitter. We'll get it at 1053thefan.com/Ben and Skin. You can get that podcast there. Brilliant stuff by Kevin KT Turner.
Like some Spanish
coming up
phrasing.
Next.